Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty broadcasting live from the San Francisco Conference Center and the 100th celebration of International Women's Day. And I am just so honored and excited to be here. I have three amazingly fabulous women to talk with and turn you on to. And so you know what? I'm going to get right to it. I right have sitting next to me Anne Louise Sterry and her alter ego, Aunt Lena. Anne Louise just got up and performed at the San Francisco event here. She just brought the entire energy of the room way up. She is a storyteller, a songwriter. She is a messenger of audacious joy. She's from Portland, Oregon. Welcome to Coach Betty Live, Anne Louise.
Oh, Betty, I'm so excited to be here. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is just so awesome to be at this event with all these powerful women and you getting up on stage with your, she sang, she told jokes, she brought up her alter ego, Aunt Lena, to entertain us. And so the first question I want to ask you, since you are all about audacious joy, is what do women need to know about how to find audacious joy?
Well, here is what I have come up with after lots of years of reading and doing self-development work and life experiences. And I'm going to tell you all this, and I'm also going to tell you that this does not mean that I'm not cranky sometimes, and nor does it mean that I have the total handle on this. All I'm going to share with you, Coach Betty, is what I have learned so far, and I'm guessing I'm going to learn a lot more because I still got some years left to go. So here's the kinds of things I've learned that I say in my words. Okay, one of them is about kindness. I say live kindness because it makes you feel better. Now, there's all kinds of, this is like what's so cool about this. There's all kinds of studies done about this now that prove that the things our grandmothers told us were right. Didn't they used to say, be nice to everybody? Don't be mean to people. All those things they taught us actually turn out to have an impact on our brain. And they're actually wise and they're actually true. But I think in my life anyway, those things kind of get, that grandma just said that. So live kindness, and that means, the thing that's the hard about that for me is that means not just to the people you like.
Good underline there.
Because, I grew up in this large Italian-American family, and really our the culture of that is that you keep everything in the family. So people outside the family are the other. And this comes from, the whole Italian history of how people, were raised in these little villages and they all had different dialects and they had to protect themselves. I mean, there's a reason why this happened, but it got carried into the new world, as it were. And so they had this kind of family consciousness. You bring people into the family. You don't take care of people outside of the family. So that's how that sort of got into me. But then I began to learn as I got older through different experiences that, no, that's not right. And so, when you're in first grade and you say, I don't want to sit next to her. She's not my best friend. That's not right.
Yeah.
You, and I say to kids, well, you could sit next to her even if she's not your best friend. And, I don't think first graders are developmentally able to understand that, but they will hold on to that till when they're older. But here's the cool thing about that is maybe when they're adults, they remember that. Because guess what? Adults are just as bad at that. Mm. I'm not going to sit next to them in church. They're not my best friend. I'm not going to be nice to them. I don't like them. They're different than me. So that kind of live kindness in this broader way is one of the things.
So live kindness to everyone.
Yes.
And what happens to you since you've been practicing this? When you do this, what goes on inside of you?
What happens is it changes your brain, and it releases endorphins, and you feel better. I feel better. It doesn't matter what the kindness is. It doesn't matter if it's a big kindness or a little kindness. But when you treat, I mean, this is even, you know, smiling at the person at the airport who's checking you in, because I do a lot of traveling for my work. So, you know, airports, people are kind of cranky at airports. So I smile at them. I look upon this as a kindness, because if I can get them to smile, they feel better because their endorphins are released and that helps them feel better. They don't know why. So I smile and I just keep nodding and smiling. And I keep saying, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And eventually they smile. Now I feel better. And then it's really all about me, you see.
That's right. And you know, I was going to point that out. It's like, people that have difficulty with, you know, extending themselves out to others, I really want to underline the point you're making here, is that it's really, it helps you. It
right.
helps the endorphins in you
right.
to get generated and what I like to call build good juice.
Oh, I like that. I love that word. Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yes.
So anyway, that's one of the things I talk about. Another one of the things I talk about is embrace personal responsibility.
And I wanted to ask you, what do you mean by that? Because I love that little phrase.
Okay, here's what I mean by that. Okay, so I grew up with this little thing in my head. Now, who knows why? Everybody grows up and they develop these neural networks that connect with realistic and unrealistic expectations. That's one way to phrase it. There's lots of ways people talk about this. That's how I talk about it. So I had this very deeply held and buried unrealistic expectation that I shouldn't have to take care of myself. Now that is not helpful, because that gives all your power away. And I mean power in the good sense. That gives everything away to other people. So I began to realize when I started doing all this work, and I want you to know I was already in my 40s when I started doing this work for myself, I came to understand that it's my responsibility to bring happiness to myself. It's my responsibility to take care of myself. It's my responsibility to do things that change my life. And so responsibility was a bad word for me in a way. So I just made this up, embracing personal responsibility. Say, yes, I am going to do this for myself. It's a good thing rather than a negative thing. But I think, for some people, certainly for me, the victim mentality is against that. It says everybody else should do it for you. And here's how it really came to me. You want to know what actually happened, the truth story? We had just had our third child, and I was staying at home with the kids because that's what we decided. I mean, I made that decision. We made that decision before we had kids. I would stay home and raise them. We both, my husband and I, believed that that would be the best thing for our children. So I had this third baby, and I was almost 40, and I was thinking, man, I don't like this, you know? Kids spitting up on my shoulder all the time, you know, changing dirty diapers.
Enough already.
And here I had this idea that my husband had this glamorous life where he would get to go off as a salesman and eat his lunch by himself. That was like the defining thing for me. You could eat without anybody spitting up on you. And one day I was complaining about this, and he just looked at me uncharacteristically, and he said, Ann Louise, I cannot make you happy. You have to do that for yourself. One of the very wise things he said to me.
Uh-huh.
And I have to tell you, I was so mad at him. I don't think I talked to him for a day, which was not helpful. Now I don't do that anymore. But it suddenly it came to me. And the reason I was so angry is because he was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'd struck a chord.
Did he ever?
You knew.
Yes.
That he couldn't make you happy.
Yes.
And that's what happens with many of us when we realize that we do have to take responsibility for our own happiness. Then we get mad at ourselves
yes.
for not having
yes.
done it earlier.
Yes, yes. And so I say embrace, because that's such a positive word, you know. It's a positive thing. So that's my other little thing. Any more questions about that? And I'll tell you my last one.
Tell us your last one.
All right, my last one is, choose a new story. Now, there's lots of ways that people say this too. And I also, this came from this unrealistic and realistic expectations. Choose a new story. So the words you if you start very surface, just the words you tell yourself. Like, you know, I get up and I'm packing to go somewhere and I don't want to pack. And so I tell myself this story. It's going through my head. Oh, I'm never going to get this done. Oh, this is awful. Blah, 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 blah. And then one day. I mean, honestly, it takes me so long to learn these things. And that's a good thing for you guys out there in listening land. This is all a path. And you take a few steps forward and a few steps back. And you're never perfect at it. You do not have to be perfect to be wonderful. You're just always moving forward. So just know that. So anyway, I'm moaning and groaning. And suddenly I said, Anne Louise, don't you talk about changing your story? Tell yourself a different story. So I said, oh, okay. I always get packed in time. I always take everything I need. I always get to the airport on time. I've never missed a flight or an engagement or anything else. So I started telling myself that story. It totally changed the next hour.
Wow.
And it's from that really kind of, simple level. And then you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, which we don't have time to go into today, but just that. So if you're having a cranky day, just tell yourself a different story. You can only hold one thought in your head at a time. Why hold a cranky thought? We love to do that.
Let's say that one more time.
You can only hold one thought in your head at a time. So why hold a cranky thought or a thought that makes you feel bad? Why not choose a thought that makes you feel good? It's your reality.
And it's your choice.
Yes.
Yes.
Isn't that so cool?
Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to take a short break in just a minute. But can you briefly just talk about, since you have really found this place or are always searching mm-hmm. and, you know, tweaking it, I get that, to audacious joy, like what is different in your life?
I feel better most of the time. I feel good most of the time. I love what I do. I feel terrific when I'm doing it. So it's never a burden. I'm able to more quickly tweak myself back to that better feeling place. Then, you know, it used to be I would spend a week in a funk. Now, you know, it's an hour and I'm saying, okay, Anne Louise, what are you doing here? You can change that. And then sometimes I say, no, I don't want to change it.
Uh-huh.
And I choose to stay in it, but it's a choice. But it just that I'm more often in that place of joy. I mean, I mean this sort of deep feeling inside yourself that you're doing the best you can, that things are right. And it brings people to you. It brings people to you. People want to be with you and then you want to be with them, like you.
And I'm telling you, when she was up on stage speaking this morning, I went up to her afterwards. She brought me all the way from the back of the room into the front and I took some pictures of her as Aunt Lena, and you can go to CoachBettyLive.com to see some of those pictures. And then another woman said, she was over at some vendor booth, she said, I just got drawn right in. So that's exactly what happens with audacious joy. If you want to bring wonderful people around you, take Anne Louise's advice here. So live kindness, embrace personal responsibility. And how did you talk?
Change your story.
Change your story. All right. We're going to be right back with Anne Louise Sterry.
Thanks, Coach Betty.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just the byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello, everybody. It's Coach Betty live back at the San Francisco Convention Center. I have got a dynamic, amazing woman next to me. And Aunt Lena is going to tell us a little bit about the box of joy. So, Aunt Lena, tell us what that means.
Hi, darling Coach Betty. It's so, so nice to be here. Usually, Aunt Louise doesn't let me out to get on these shows. You know, she keeps me in the suitcase, so I'm really happy she let me out this time to talk to you. Well, here's the thing. Of course, once you hear Aunt Louise, well, myself really talking, you, of course, want to bring us home with you, right? Because you want to hear us all the time, and you want to see my gorgeous picture on the front. And so we put together this little thing. I call it the Box of Joy. I don't know what Aunt Louise calls it. And in it, you got my cookbook. Unbelievable. Recipes we've been cooking for years with all my little special words of advice around them, you know, about finding husbands and that kind of stuff. You can learn a lot from that. You know what I mean? And fabulous pictures, glamour shots of me, Coach Betty.
Whoa.
People are all going to want that.
And
yeah.
You cannot miss shots of Aunt Lena.
Exactly. So we got that in the box. So that in itself is fabulous. Then we got a little CD Aunt Louise made of some songs she writes, like about joy and stuff. This, you know, she's good, but she's sweet. It's not me, but it's good. You know, you'll like it. Probably you out there will like it. Then we got, let's see. Oh, here's a good one. We got a DVD, Up Close and Personal, with Aunt Louise and Aunt Lena. My part's the best. I think you got to watch her to get to me, but anyway. And then we got Aunt Louise saying little tips about joy. Like you could put her, put that on in your car, put it in your iPhone or your iPod or whatever. Listen to it. It helps you feel better every day. You know what I mean? And so that's all in this one box of joy, and you can get it from me.
Wow, from Aunt Lena.
Yes, well, you can get it from
me. Do we have to come to your house to get it?
Well, now that would be really fun, wouldn't it? But if you couldn't make it to there, where I live in Portland, Oregon now, not New Jersey, which I should be, but I'm not. I'm in Portland, Oregon. What can I say? That's a long story. You can go to Aunt Louise's website and order it, okay? Should I tell you her website?
That would be perfect.
Good. All right, it's www.annlouise.com. Now, Anne has an E on it, and there's a hyphen between Anne and Louise. And let me spell you Louise for you, because most people don't know how to spell Louise. What kind of, you know, it's America.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, L-O-U-I-S-E. You go there, you can find all that stuff. You can even call her up. She'll talk to you on the phone. And you know what? If you want to talk to me, you call her up. You say, Anne Louise, we want to talk to Aunt Lena. I'll come and talk to you right on the phone. Personal-like.
Well, Aunt Lena, thank you so much for stopping by with Aunt Louise and sharing your beautiful message of audacious joy to the Coach Betty Live listeners.
Thanks, Coach Betty, for having, I'll thank you for Aunt Louise. Thanks for having both of us. It was lovely to be here. And we're all about feeling good about our bodies. Isn't that what we're talking about?
That's right.
Yeah,
unearthing that beauty and sexuality,
because
baby.
I got it, doll.
You sure
and
do.
And so do you. All right. Ciao, Bellas. Mwah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Aunt Louise and Aunt Lena. So how about that for a start of my inspiring guests here at International Women's Day? So, Aunt Louise and Aunt Lena, check them out again at Anne, Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E .com. And now we're going to switch topics a little bit. There is so many amazing women speaking here today. And Marcy Locke has offered to come by and share some of her wisdom with us. So, Marcy.
Well, some might call it wisdom. I don't know about everybody. I'm here to give, at least.
That's right. And she has been such a special person already, and I only met her a couple of days ago by email. But she's a speaker, a trainer, an author. She's a life transformation coach and a nutrition fitness expert. So welcome to Coach Betty Live, Marcy.
Thanks for having me, babes.
So I was telling you a little bit about the show when I first emailed you about what I really want women to understand is how beautiful and sexual inside we all are.
Yes.
So how does your work, because it's so about that, can you give our listeners some tips?
Right when you said that, the first thing that came to my mind is that your internal world reflects your external world. Everything that you see that shows up in your life shows up based on how you see life through your little universe between your ears is what I call it. It either imprisons you and enslaves you, or it empowers you. So really my whole belief and experience with what I do with the 90-Day Mind Body Transformation Program is self-discovery. It's that inner beauty. When you find yourself, when you get to ask yourself the right questions, because the quality of your life is determined by the quality of questions you ask yourself. And so when you get to discover, you're asked those right questions, you get to dig deeper, you get to discover what are the blocks, the barriers, the patterns. Why have I taken this on? Was this person I took this belief on from really an expert? And yet it's limited me in my life because in second grade, I chose to make a decision that I was stupid or, you know, whatever that is. And that's really what my specialty is or what my passion lies. And it lies in not only finding out the mind side of it, but also the behavior. So I think for any message like your message of looking at the internal beauty of us within, it's almost a catch-22 switch. People go, oh, you're about the body. Well, guess what? The body is created from starting as a tool from the mind, from starting internal. So you create this amazing health, vitality, energy from the body, but you first get to start internally. And I think that's where we've missed it for so many years. It was just a message of the body, the external, where you're talking about we get to go internal first. And then that's when you create what shows up for you externally is literally what you believe you're supposed to have and what you believe you deserve and all those things. So going internal first.
Yeah. So I just love that. Going internal first. And so when you look at yourself in the mirror, and here she is, this like gorgeous specimen, great body, great hair, great eyes, you know, just the whole thing. What do you see? Like, do you see your beauty every time you look in the mirror?
And this has been my journey. This has been my perfect growth process. I started from the time I was, once I started to understand the mind, because my first passion was the behavior. So it was teaching people how to work out for 12 minutes and burn fat for 2 days, how to eat to be a fat burning machine, have treats that don't sabotage. It was all about the behaviors. And then I started to dig into the mind. Why do people go back? Why did they go back to the old patterns? And why do we have this roller coaster? And when I dug into the mind, I discovered at 4 years old, I made the decision that if I didn't have a perfect body, I wasn't good enough. Because my mom, love my mom to death, she's amazing, but she wanted to go walking and I wanted to go with her and she wouldn't hold my hand because she had to do that to burn calories. Remember back then it was like that butt shuffle walk that you do down the street. and not a traumatic event. I mean, but my decision from events, we take on a decision or a belief and that's how we choose to see the world. From that decision or belief, we create our behaviors and our behaviors create our results. So at 4 years old, from something so simple, wasn't traumatic, I decided, oh, your body's so important. I remember mom being all, you know, obsessed about losing weight and dieting, all stuff. Your body's so important. I took on the decision, if I don't have a perfect body, I'm not good enough. So that for me led to my behaviors. I became anorexic and bulimic, struggled with my weight from the time I was little. So you're looking at me now and you say, oh, this woman must have it all put together. Thank you for the compliment. But if you check out on my website, you see the picture. Have you seen my before picture on my cookbook?
The before picture of before your children.
Sexy gut and all that fun cute stuff and all the fat hanging out. And people are like, wow, that was really powerful that you would share that. And it took me some time to be okay with that because that's my perfect growth process. I was like, if I don't share, this is where I was.
Yes.
So in that, this is all what I have now, but it's because I went through that journey of discovering what were those beliefs. Why did I believe that I had to be a certain way or what was my identity and all those things that got me to that place of going, now I do see my, and when you said that, it's funny, I teach in my 90 groups. we go through looking at getting real with yourself, being really honest and looking at what you've created in our life. Because how our mind works is your mind's job is to find a solution. So if you say, oh, I'm so bad at this, I'm a failure, I'm this, like these are the words we tell ourselves, which research shows you believe 80% of what you tell yourself, but only 20% of what someone else tells you. So what are you telling yourself in your head is the big key thing. And here we're saying, I'm fat, I'm sluggish, I'm slow, I can't do that, I don't deserve that. And this is the thing. So if you say that, your mind goes, yep, you're right. And it goes right down that path and remembers, remember this time when you failed? Remember when you tried to lose weight before? Remember this, remember this, remember this. And you prove that you're right. You prove yourself right. Your mind is searching for the solution that, yep, that's what you want. If you ask yourself a different question, if you say, what would this look like? What else could this mean? How would this be possible? You know, and or what are, how else do I get to communicate to create what I want? You ask yourself the question, your mind goes, oh, let me find an answer for that. And it searches for that solution to bring it to you. So I teach my groups how we get honest with what have you already created in your life? This fat, sluggish person, what are the feelings, the vibrations, the thoughts here? Now, what do you want instead? And we get to get clear on a picture and an image of what's that person that's living in health? It's not about, oh, I've got to have a ripped six pack and look like the bikini model on the thing that's, you know, fake. I get to what's my health? What's my, what resonates with me? And then we create the image of it. So when I first taught this stuff, it was like for myself going through this process, I couldn't even imagine myself with a ripped, healthy body, right? I would visualize my feet up, and I would try to visualize these like sexy little calves and rock hard body and just a healthy, strong woman. And then I'd get to my face and I literally like, I'd have to throw my face on it because I couldn't picture myself in that body. And if you look at my before picture, you can see the body I was experiencing. And it took time retraining and retraining and doing that over and over. And eventually I could pull back and I could see the whole picture of myself with my head. Then I could see myself living in that life and body, playing with my kids and seizing life and doing those things. And now how I believe myself to be, I can't picture myself in my head or me as an experience of anything but ripped and healthy and shredded and lean, vibrant and energized. It's so ingrained in me because I retrain my mind to believe that that's what I am. That's what I see. Because it's like if I said to you, and I don't know if I mentioned to you this before, if I said, whatever you do, don't think of the color blue. What's your experience?
Yes, right away, blue, think of blue.
Right? Like, yeah. You can't fight it off. Blue. Our mind works in visions and pictures. Mm. So if you see yourself as fat and sluggish and not deserving, or that's the image you say, like, I can't get below 200 pounds or this or that, I get that all the time. Guess what? Even if you start the behaviors, you start to try to eat better, lose weight, or do things, you will create sabotage to come to life, an injury, you know, a disease, a sickness, somebody comes into town, you celebrate. Something has to show up for you to create that to be your experience.
Yeah.
Because you believe in your head, this is what I am, this is what I'm supposed to look like, this is what I deserve. And your core beliefs is what, again, we go
That's
back to internal.
Right, that it comes external. Back out. So do you hear the passion? Do you feel it? This woman is so passionate about what she does, and she really can help you find that place too. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out how to learn more about Marcy's 90-day program and also what she sees when women do feel beautiful and sexual and when they vision themselves in that amazing body. So stay tuned.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty live from the San Francisco Convention Center, and I am here at the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, really celebrating women and all the gifts and all the power that we have brought into the world in such good ways. And with me right now is one of those ladies, Marcy Locke, who is a speaker, trainer, author, and life transformation coach. And she's just been sharing with us this incredible work that she does with, is it only women or do you work with men too?
No, I've had men in my groups. The majority is women, but I have men in my groups. I also do a TV show every week too. So, you know, we're reaching out to teach people just even the tips and the little things every week that they can do to shift and try to create going down their process, their journey to better health, better experience, etc.
Yeah. So she was talking about, you know, how everything starts from within and our beliefs. So what you said about that 80-20 thing.
Yes.
So 80% of what you tell yourself,
you believe.
That's what you believe.
You only believe 20% of what you hear from other people. And so what I think is so interesting about that concept is you realize, what am I telling myself? What am I saying to myself? You don't tell other people, I feel stupid, I am this, I'm this. But those are those negative things that run through your head. And that's actually the first step. I actually did a TV show last week on how do you create change, right? And we talked about, well, why do people stop or always stay kind of in that comfort zone? Why can't we go past that place of awareness? Like, oh, I'm aware that I'm sabotaging. I'm aware that I'm not doing this right. I'm aware that I act out in this way, but how do I create something differently? How do I get to that state of knowledge to create change? And every decision we make is based off of pain or pleasure. You either see more pain in what you're experiencing and the cost you're going to pay and what you have, and more pleasure in change that you're motivated to change, or you see more pain in creating change and more pleasure in staying where you're at. So that it's like that, okay, so for some people it's that they're linked to the behaviors of, oh, eating healthy doesn't taste good, it's too hard, it takes too much time. If I want to look like that, I got to work out for hours a day. That's their experience, so they think there's more pain in change, so they stay where they're at. Or if it's you have diabetes, I've had several people in my program actually shed their diabetes. If it's diabetes, they say, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my legs and all this. So there's more pain in staying where I'm at, and there's more pleasure in change, so I create that. But we got into what, so you get to get clear with what are the costs you're going to pay. What are the costs you're paying now? What's the pain you're paying now? If you stay in your story and your excuses, your validations, if you don't change, what's that going to look like for you? Okay. But so for most people, we go back to the thought. Why don't they ever start that experience and I want to share this real quick with you if we have time. But I just started another 90-day group last week up in Utah where we're at. And I had a girl that she was doing her bicep curls, and because we teach how to work out the right way, how to eat and everything, the mind concepts for 90 days. And she's doing it in front of the mirror, and I try to pull her posture up, and I said, look in the mirror, and as she's lifting the weights. And she said, I don't want to look in the mirror. And I said, why? What's the thought? She said, well, I'm fat. I'm sluggish. I don't deserve to be here. I'm just going to gain back the weight anyways. And she just went on. And I said, okay, so what would be your experience if you replace that thought with, I'm a fat burning machine? And she said, oh, okay, I'm a fat burning machine. I'm a fat burning machine. And she just did it. So the next day we were doing treadmills and doing our workout. And then we had our coaching session as a group. And she said, I had a huge aha. So we're on the, she told how she had the experience with lifting the weights, and she shifted the thought. And she said, so we were on the treadmills. And I was like, awesome. Felt like, oh, I'm so slow. I can't be here. I'm so overweight. And she said, and I remembered, I'm a fat burning machine. So she said, I'm a fat burning machine. And instantly she felt this vibration come up through her legs, all the way up through her whole body. And she was like, I am a fat burning machine. And she said, I pushed harder. I worked harder. And I did even better on the workout. She said, I realized, it's like, it really is that mind-body connection. I am a fat-burning machine. So I think the first key concept for people is, what's the thought that's keeping you from creating something different in your life? If you want different results, you get to do something different. But we have a thought. Does the thought even mean it's true? And you, I mean, Byron Katie, right? I mean, you
right.
and I talked about
yes.
this. It's like, what makes the thought true? You have a thought, and then you just instantly believe it's true. But what makes it true is you take it in to be true for you, that vibration that's attached to it. And so that's what you create to be your life experience. So
tell me, what do you see? Can you talk about the
yes.
transformation
oh.
that you see, like with this one
yes.
woman on the treadmill, just feeling sluggish and overweight? Like what, because I, you know, what I so believe is that just like you, if people can create that vision of where they're heading and they can feel and touch the transformation that is possible.
It's like, I want to give the gift when they first come in to interview with me, because we actually do an interview process. I get to like really talk to people, ask them some questions, break down their beliefs, their barriers, what's their identity, all these things. And I see these women come in so broken, and they're just even in a place of like not even remembering who they are. And a lot of times it's just that, you know, their belief is I'm just a mom, which that statement should not exist, right?
The just
a mom.
Part. Yeah,
the
oh my gosh.
Part. It's like your mom, which is an amazing, powerful thing that gives so much. So they have this concept of, I'm so not worth it, and I've got to give to my kids and give to everybody else, and they forget who they are. So they're like broken, and I just want to reach out and say, oh, if we can just teach you to fill your cup. If you can fill your cup, then how you turn around and fill other people's cups, it's like you're energized. It's like me doing what I do. This fills me up. Like, this is a passion. I love it.
She is so filled up.
Energy,
I tell you, I'm
right?
looking at her.
But it's like I could be tired and then do what I do, and it fills me up, and then I can go and give to my kids and give in my life and give to other people. I'm so much more full. But when we're like the mom or the, you know, the person who doesn't look for filling themselves up and look for looking internal and giving ourselves that reward, we're like the crazy lady with the empty pitcher that's, you know, trying to fill up your kid's cup, and they're like, crazy lady, you know, pitcher's empty. You're not giving me anything
yeah.
in my cup. And so the transformation, it still blows my mind. Because, I mean, if you go to MarcyLock.com, we have a bunch of testimonials. People have been through the 90-day program or done the DVDs and things, and they all talk about how the body became the bonus. Like, their mind shifted. That's what shifted for them, was their entire experience in life. Their relationship shifted. Their finances shifted. Everything, because their beliefs shifted. And you are your beliefs. You are what those beliefs are. And so in just a few weeks, like, I just started this program, right? And we're only 2 weeks into it. And so many of them have changed so drastically already. I had a lady that was 64 in my last program, could barely move, had tons of health issues, and she modified every single move that we did. It's all about lifestyle. And she shed the most weight of anybody. And I had kind of thought, oh my gosh, she's going to be a toughie, because she had this energy block around her. She was like, I don't trust you. I have no idea what's going to go on. You know, like, and yet one or two days into it, it's just these concepts, one concept, and how her energy changed, her vibration changed, her light. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I really want to underline that point. It is so much simpler
yes.
than
yes.
we make it.
Yes, it's
so
really
one
choice.
Thought can shift mm-hmm. you to a whole, it's like, kind of like a breakthrough.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the way I see it with what you've said. You know, it's just like you're thinking in this certain way that's kind of holding you and limiting you, and then all of a sudden, poof!
Yeah, where would you be without that thought? Where would you be if you actually thought the thought that would serve you and empower you versus disserve you and enslave you? Yes, for sure. So, but what I love about that is that when we get clear with it, it's really, you realize none of the stories exist. It's not about how much money you have. It's not where you live. It's not who your parents are. It's not your hereditary genes. It's none of that. It's your choice. You are the only person holding you back. And yet we've tried to look at validations, excuses, stories, and all this, but really it's just, what are you choosing to believe in your head? What's the thought there? What are you choosing is going to be your experience? It's really just your choice. And I think that's the most coolest, empowering thing is that, hey, it's you. It's your choice. That's it. And that's, I actually say on all my videos and all the things I do and my radio show and TV, it's like my little logo, other than eat more, workout less, experience breakthrough results, as we say, the power of choice is yours. So choose your best life. It's your choice. It's so awesome.
The power of choice is yours. Choose your best life. So you can hear just with these two amazing women that I've had here, they've got their own words for it, but it's essentially the same message. It's like, embrace the responsibility that you get to choose. And that should be good news.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is really, really good news. So how do people learn more about your 90-day program, sign up, and how else can people start
get
to,
feel that? We're all about just trying to create more value and get people to just start on their own journey, whatever that looks like. So the 90-day program, if you go to marcy90.com, was meant to kind of explain that whole process. It's in Utah, but how we've created that to go for the masses, so the masses of people can actually take advantage of that more so right now, is we also created some of the coaching from the 90s, which is the mind coaching sessions, like you are your beliefs and how to use your emotions as your guide. We created those. More of those are coming up online within the next week, but you can get those video coaching sessions. It has an ebook with all the content, the homework to ask yourself the right questions. So that's at marcylock.com. And actually, we're doing a special here at the women's event that if they use the code the WIN, THEWIN, then they get a discount. So that's also for our DVDs. So marcylock.com is the best place because we've got our products, our DVDs that teach you how to eat more, work out less, experience breakthrough results. We've got our cookbook, Eat to Be a Fat Burning Machine, and then our blog, our TV blog. We have tips every week for my TV show that teaches stuff, the radio show. And if you're in Utah, we do like a free community workout every Saturday at the gyms that run my program where you learn how to work out for 12 minutes and burn fat for 2 days. So we're all about just get on your process, even if it's get on and learn a tip and then go, okay, I'm going to shift my thought today. You know what I mean? It's
yes.
Just start on that road. Make
start
that
on the road. Yes. Start on the road. Go check out marcy90.com
and marcylock.com.
And marcylock.com. And that's L-O-C-K.
Yes.
Right?
M-A-R-C-I-L-O-C-K.com. And then if they use the code for the DVDs, my Whole Truth About Weight Loss DVDs, we're doing that special for the women's event for $100 off.
Wow.
So that's for this week.
So the code again is
T-H-E-W-I-N.
T-H-E-W-I-N. Thank you so,
so
much,
welcome.
Marcy.
Thanks for having me come.
All right. We will be right back.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Hello, everybody. It is Coach Betty live back at the San Francisco Conference Center. And it is the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, which is really all about sitting back and appreciating the accomplishments of women. And, you know, we've come a long way, baby, as that old commercial used to say. So I did have another guest lined up, Dr. Brenda Wade, who is from CNN and various different shows, like very well-known shows. She is a consultant and a psychologist. She has a special talent for talking about love and relationships. And if she shows up, she's flying in. And so they were going to fly right here and try to make it by 12:45 Pacific time. But she's not here yet. So you're going to get a little bit of Coach Betty live off the cuff here, until hopefully she might show up to share a little bit of her wisdom with us. But I just want to underline what these two women who I've talked with already have been sharing with us, how every single woman has within her the power to choose the life that you really, really want. Now, if you don't believe that yet, what you are going to want to do is check out Anne Louise Sterry and her information. And her website, again, is Anne, A-N-N-E, Louise, L-O-U-I-S, .com. And she's got her angle for it. And did you hear her wording about living kindness, embracing personal responsibility, and changing the story that you are telling yourself? And then Marcy, who was just here, the speaker, trainer, author, she's got a 90-day program that really helps you find that those inner beliefs that don't work for you at all and switch them up, switch them around, choose the life that you want to live. So you can see that Each person has sort of their own angle in. What resonates with you? How can you become the beautiful sexual woman that you are? You know, one of the things, let me, before I move on, I just want to again underline Marcy's contact information, because both of these women, just, I know they can help you. If you are feeling stuck, please just check out their websites at a minimum. So it's Marcy Locke, MarciLock.com. If you want to go directly to her 90-day program and learn more about that, it's Marci, M-A-R-C-I, 90.com. And she said she's shared her before and after pictures, so you can see her in all her vulnerability, and then you should see her now, and you will get to see some photos of her. So, okay, since Dr. Brenda, it's not looking like she's going to make it here for the show, let me just remind you of
what my program is. Because you know what? We all have programs. Whether you know it or not, you've got your own program that you're living. So the program that I am living is about helping women rediscover their beauty and sexuality so that you fall in love with yourself every time you look in the mirror. Now, in addition to that, the other piece that I am very passionate about helping women learn, understand, is about appreciating the gifts that men bring to the planet. So if there are men listening out there, and I hope there are, I haven't forgotten about you. I absolutely know that we are all here for a reason, and for us to learn to appreciate each other and embrace each other. I loved Anne Louise's word, embrace each other. That's what living an organic and orgasmic life is really about. Now remember, organic and orgasmic life is really moving with the flow of life, not resisting anything. And I'll tell you a quick story that just happened in the last couple of days about that. So I was to come down here to the conference with a friend who lives up north of San Francisco with me. And at the last minute, she got a sore throat and she wasn't going to make it the night before to the networking event. And so one of my friends said to me, oh, what a bummer. What a bummer that she can't make it. Well, you know what? This is what I mean by organic. It was like, well, I'm sorry that I'm not going to get an opportunity to spend the time in the car with her to talk and share and exchange wisdom. But I don't know. Maybe there's something else that I'm supposed to experience out there. I didn't resist it, in other words. It was like, it wasn't a bummer to me. It was like, okay, things are shifting. Things are changing. Well, guess what worked out? So what worked out is that the woman who is heading up this entire San Francisco event, because International Women's Day, because it's international, it's all over the world. There are celebrations in 176 countries today. So the woman that's heading up the San Francisco event happened to need a roommate. So guess who got to be the roommate with the CEO of Powerful Women International? That would be moi. So that's why, don't ever feel like it's a bummer. I'm not saying don't ever feel like, oh gosh, I wish it wouldn't have happened that way. You know, that's a human feeling. But remember that there's always something on the other side. There's always some way to move and shift and change and make it work for you. So just as Marcy was saying, you know, start to change your beliefs. There are some people that I know, because I run in circles where people are very optimistic, if you haven't noticed that by now. And there are some people in my circles that say, there are no bummers in life. What if that were a belief? There are no bummers in life. All right, so that's the quick story about truly living an organic life. Now the orgasmic piece, since I have this opportunity and Dr. Brenda is not going to make it from the airport, her flight must have been even more delayed than it intended and expected. The orgasmic piece, although it sounds like it's all about sex, it's really not. It's about feeling an orgasmic-like feeling inside of you while you're living your life. So I chose that word because it usually gets a reaction. Now, I am learning that sometimes the reaction is, oh, I don't like that word. Let's not talk about that in public. And I'm hoping that through my work, we can all get more comfortable with it because, of course, the concept behind orgasmic is really living life fully. But you know what? Everybody's saying, let's live our lives fully. So that's why I had to come up with something a little bit different. And that's why I use this whole idea, concept, flow of living an organic and orgasmic life. And it's what I want for every single one of you listening to this show. And it is possible. It can be done. I have actually developed a 5-step process. I call it the 5 P's to peace, passion, and pleasure. And to get to peace, passion, and pleasure, here are the 5 P's. The first P is to pause. Pause. Get off of the hamster wheel. Breathe. Check in with yourself. The second step, the second P is to ponder. Ponder. What did you notice once you stopped? Start to plan from that place. Just as Marcy was saying, tweak it. What's the vision you want to have? I'm a fat-burning machine. The 4th step, prospect. So this is where you start to dig for the gold, because you know what? There's gold inside of every single one of us. Gold and magnificence, magnificent gems. And finally, you pop. You pop it out there in the world, because guess what? When we're all popping, the world begins to raise its consciousness and become a better place to live. So I hope you enjoyed our broadcast live here from the San Francisco Convention Center with all of these amazing women who are inspiring me all the time. And thank you again for listening, and share your story with me. If you've got a story, please write me, Coach Betty at Coach Betty Live. All right, that's all for today. Have a great week, everybody. Coach Betty signing off.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.